We ask tough questions here at NPR, but now we pause to get some answers to your questions, dear listeners. Michelle Singletary is here to go over money questions from you. She's our regular contributor on matters of personal finance. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
So we'll start with this one. Here's a note that came in. My wife and I came to the U.S. 2 years ago. We're able to pay cash for all our needs, and we do not want to get a credit card. Now we're trying to buy a home, and we're told that we do not have a credit history. Do we have to get a credit card on order to be able to buy a home?
Unfortunately, in their case, yes. And I am a big advocate for paying for everything with cash. But in some circumstances, like trying to apply for a home, you do need a credit history so they know that you're a good risk, that you will pay back the money, which sounds crazy since they pay everything in cash. So clearly, they're good stewards of their money. So what I would recommend to get a secured credit card. Do this for 6 months and you will create a credit history.
Just 6 months of paying off your credit card regularly and they'll give you a perfect credit rating?
Well, it may not be perfect, but what happens is it only takes about 6 months to build a credit history. Now, certainly you may not have an 850 credit score, which is the top score, but it'll certainly start the ball rolling.
Okay, another listener question about home buying. This listener writes, what's the real story of interest-only loans? I've heard a lot of experts saying that they are a bad risk, but I've also talked to mortgage bankers and others who say they're not that bad.
An interest-only loan means just that. You're only paying the interest. That means you are not building any equity into your home. It was created to help people get into homes in areas where homes are just so expensive. But know this, these loans are often adjustable, so you can get in a lot of trouble really quickly because you can end up in a home you can't afford. It works if you have a lot of cash sort of sitting around and you don't want to use it right away for your home. But if you're just struggling and you're just scraping by to get into home, an interest-only loan is only going to make it worse for you.
Okay, well, that's straight advice. Here's one more question. This is a kind of a business question, I think. I'm an MBA student in Oklahoma. Some of my friends and I have a cool business idea for an internet company, and we hope we can turn it into another YouTube or something. I really like your segment on starting a business. Do you have any suggestions for us? And I know that an internet company will be totally different from a traditional small business. Michelle?
It doesn't matter what kind of small business you want to create. The basic things are the same, and you want to do a business plan. For them, I would suggest or recommend that they go to SCORE.org, and that's the Service Corps of Retired Executives. And this is a free service that allows you to get help from volunteer business owners. They'll help you with your business plan, your marketing plan. So it doesn't matter what business it is, you need some guidance. And I think SCORE is a great place to start for these students.
Michelle Singletary, our regular guest on matters of personal finance and the author of Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich. Michelle, thank you again.
You're welcome.
And we'll just note that if you have more money questions, listeners, Michelle will be happy to hear them. You can write her at our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link that's found at the top of every page, and be sure to include Michelle in your subject line.